He hated Pope more and more. A man can smile and smile and be a villain. Remorseless, treacherous, lecherous, kindless villain. What did the words exactly mean? He only half knew, but their magic was strong and went on rumbling in his head, and somehow it was as though he had never really hated Pope before, never really hated him, because he had never been able to say how much he hated him, but now he had these words. These words like drums and singing and magic. These words and the strange story out of which they were taken. He couldn't make head or tail of it, but it was wonderful, wonderful all the same. They gave him a reason for hating Pope, and they made his hatred more real. They even made Pope himself more real. One day, when he came in from playing, the door of the inner room was open, and he saw them lying together on the bed, asleep, White Linda and Pope almost black beside her, with one arm under her shoulders and the other dark hand on her breast, and one of the plaits of his long hair lying across her throat like a black snake trying to strangle her. Pope's gourd and a cup were standing on the floor near the bed. Linda was snoring. His heart seemed to have disappeared and left a hole. He was empty. Empty and cold and rather sick and giddy. He leaned against the wall to steady himself. Remorseless, treacherous, lecherous, like drums, like the men singing for the corn, like magic, the words repeated and repeated themselves in his head. From being cold, he was suddenly hot. His cheeks burnt with the rush of blood. The room swam and darkened before his eyes. He ground his teeth. "I'll kill him! I'll kill him! I'll kill him!" he kept saying, and suddenly there were more words. "When he is drunk, asleep, or in his rage, or in the incestuous pleasure of his bed." The magic was on his side. The magic explained and gave orders. He stepped back into the outer room. "When he is drunk, asleep." The knife for the meat was lying on the floor near the fireplace. He picked it up and tiptoed to the door again. "When he is drunk asleep, drunk asleep." He ran across the room and stabbed. Oh, the blood! Stabbed again as Pope heaved out of his sleep, lifted his hand to stab once more, but found his wrist caught, held, and twisted. He couldn't move. He was trapped, and there were Pope's small black eyes, very close, staring into his own. He looked away. There were two cuts on Pope's left shoulder. "Oh, look at the blood!" Linda was crying. "Look at the blood!" She had never been able to bear the sight of blood. Pope lifted his other hand to strike him, he thought. He stiffened to receive the blow.